You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we have kind of an altered format for this particular edition because we've got a lot of material to present to you, so let's dig right into it. The action line has had a lot of action. How much, you might ask? Well, if we used every call placed on the action line during the period from our last edition of the audio service to present, we could do two cassettes. Give you an idea of how many people used it? A lot of people did. One thing I'd like to point out about the action line, it's to be used for comments relating to trivia questions, comments relating to things we've posed for you on the audio service, comments in general, or perhaps to put forth a view or a muse. Please do not use it to ask us to return telephone calls to you, to inquire about subscription rates or how your subscription is running, or other technical information. Please leave that up to the letters. Also, while we're on the subject of letters, please keep in mind that if you send us a Braille letter here at the audio service, the nearest person for me to have read those letters is approximately 20 miles away, and sometimes I can't get in touch with him for quite an extended period of time. Therefore, if you do send a Braille letter, don't expect an answer for at least a month or so, because I have to drive all the way over to Delphus, Ohio, just to get the answer. The WNRC air checks are now available. That is the non-scoped edition of WNRC. After November 20th, the WNRC non-scoped air checks will not be available. We'll only have the scoped editions available after the 20th. Now, to obtain the cassettes, which, by the way, there are 11 cassettes in the series, and they're packaged in three binder notebooks and shipped to you postpaid for $24.95, just contact NRC headquarters by sending them a check for $24.95, payable to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Now that we're back into our weekly publication schedule, as far as the printed DX News goes, we're also back with multiple editions of AM Switch here on the DX Audio Service. And if you keep track of such things, we'll be starting with AM Switch number 184 and a lot of call letters on this one, as this was the last of our monthly columns. 590 WRTH, Wood River, Illinois, changes to WKLL. On 600, CHOR, Vancouver, British Columbia, becomes CHRX. 620, KCLQ, Hanford, California, becomes KEMX. 710, KNUS, Denver, Colorado, changes to KPBI. 740, WKDQ, Tullahoma, Tennessee, becomes WDFZ. 780, new station in Springville, Utah, will be KRDA. 850 WIVK, Knoxville, Tennessee, becomes WUTK. 860 WCKS, Cocoa, Florida, changes to WWKO. On 880, new station in Montecito, California, will be KJCD. Two new stations on 890, Solvay, New York, becomes WJFG, and Falmouth, Virginia, becomes WLJD. On 900, KEYK, Wenatchee, Washington, becomes KKRT. 910, WQXY, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, becomes WTGE. On 970, KHVY, Modesto, California, becomes KOOK. Two changes on 990, KKSB, Santa Barbara, California, becomes KBBQ. And WTNX, Knoxville, Tennessee, becomes WIVK. 1010 WXXK, Newport, New Hampshire, will be WNTK. 1020, new station in Blythewood, South Carolina, becomes WBAJ. 1080 KASH, Anchorage, Alaska, changes to KKSD. 1120, new station in Wilmington, North Carolina, will be WKTD. 1180, new station in Clod, Texas, becomes KCLP. 1220, news station in Canyon Country, California, will be KBET. 1240, KTXC, Kilgore, Texas, changes to KKTX. 1250, WYSR, Franklin, Virginia, becomes WLQM. On 1300, KWKW, Pasadena, California, becomes KAZN. Now, as we noted on a previous AM switch, KWKW has moved from 1300 to 1330. That left the 1300 facility up for sale. It was sold, and so the new owners are applying for this call on 1300, Pasadena, California, KAZN. 1310, KBUC, San Antonio, Texas, becomes KXTN. Two changes on 1340, KMAK, Fresno, California, to KKAM. And WKLL, Grand Rapids, Michigan, to WLAV. That's not really a change. This station had applied to change to WKLL, changed their mind, and had that call change set aside. That call was never used, so essentially this station just remains WLAV. 1350, WEZY, Cocoa, Florida, changes to WLRQ. 1400, KVIS, Visalia, California, becomes KODS. Two changes on 1410, KMCC, Cuba, Missouri, to KGNN. And KBAN, Bowie, Texas, to KRJT. On 1450, KENM, Portales, New Mexico, becomes KSEL. 1460, WOKO, Albany, New York, changes to WGNA. Two changes on 1480, KAYK, Pueblo, Colorado, becomes KRRU, and KLMB, Shreveport, Louisiana, becomes KOKA. Three changes on 1490, WKAY, Glasgow, Kentucky, becomes WCLU. New station in Great Falls, Montana, will be KMCW. And CKLR in L'Annonciation in Quebec becomes CKLO. 1550, KOKA, Shreveport, Louisiana, becomes KIVK. And on 1590, WZIP, South Daytona, Florida, changes to WPUL. Applications for new stations. There were a pair in this edition of the audio service. On 850 in Athabasca, Alberta. Try to say that five times very fast. Athabasca, Alberta. There'll be 1,000 watts day and night. You too, if they're granted, of course. These are applications. And on 920, Alpharetta, Georgia, 200 watts, non-directional, night only. That would be a synchronous transmitter relaying the signals of WGST in Atlanta to Atlanta's northern suburbs. Athabasca and Alpharetta, all in one edition. What more could you ask for? Grants for new stations. 720, Long Beach, Washington, 5,000 day, 250 night, antenna, U4. 810, Dublin, Virginia, 1,400 watts, D3. 1020, Blythewood, South Carolina, 2,500 watts, D3. 1220, Canyon Country, California, 1,000 day, 500 night, U4. And on 1600, Dallas, Texas, 5,000 day, 1,000 night, U3. That's a synchronous transmitter with KSSA, Plano, Texas. And we'll tell you a little more about that as we move on down AM switch. Grants to existing facilities, only one major change has been granted. On 1560, KLLV, Breen, Colorado, moves all the way down to the other end of the dial to 550 kilohertz. They'll be D1 with 1,800 watts. And looking through the highlights from otherness in this edition, on 580, KANA, Anaconda, Montana, station is silent. 650, KORL, Honolulu, Hawaii, station is silent. 680, WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, this silent station is back on the air. They're running a bare-bones automated format, basically to just keep the license current because they are looking for new owners. 750, application for a new station in Walkersville, Maryland. That application has been denied by the FCC. 840, WKDI, Denton, Maryland. New station is testing on the air. 980, KICA, Clovis, New Mexico. Silent station has returned to the air. 1030, WDRQ, Sterling Heights, Michigan. This new station is on the air. They are IDing as Sterling Heights, Detroit. On 1040, WAMN, Green Valley, West Virginia, new station on the air. 1100 WGMM, Woodbine, Georgia. This station is silent. 1120, application for new station in Santa Maria, California has been denied. 1130 WVEF, Camden, South Carolina. Silent station is back in operation. On 1340 KCEM, Aztec, New Mexico, their application to move to 560 has been dismissed. 1430 WMMM, Ashland, Virginia. Station is silent. 1450 KXXL, Bozeman, Montana is silent. Also on 1450, WRGF, Highland Springs, Virginia, is silent. And on 1520, WIBG, Ocean City, Maryland, the station is now silent. Their transmitter land was located in the boondocks when the station went on the air. At the moment, it is right in the very middle of a golf course that belongs to a very high-class and exclusive country club. Needless to say, their transmitter land lease was not renewed. As a matter of fact, the towers and transmitter building have already been removed from the middle of the golf course, and it looks like WIBG may be a thing of the past. Moving on to edition number 185, call letter changes. There are two on 1400 KODS, Visalia, California. Now you say, wait a minute, you just mentioned that last edition. Well, their calls, KODS, were used exactly 1 week. They dropped those for a third new set of call letters. Currently, at least the last time we heard, they were KHTZ. And on 1590, KJET, Seattle, Washington, changes to KQUL. Applications for new stations, there were three, all Canadian, 660, Red Lake, Ontario, 1,000 day, 700 night, 820, Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, 10,000 day and night, and 900, Dryden, Ontario, 1,000 day, 250 night. Applications from existing facilities, a couple highlights on 1160, WTWF, Woodville, Florida. This new station is not yet on the air, but should be expected any day now. They would like to change their city of license to Tallahassee, Florida. And on 1590, WGRY, Grayling, Michigan, would like to go to 1230 kilohertz, where they would be full-time with 680 watts day and night. Grants to existing facilities, only one of real interest to DXers. On 1510, CKOT, Tillsonburg, Ontario, will move to 1200 kilohertz with 10,000 watts day and night. And according to our records, that will leave Canada with no daytime-only stations. Under otherness, on 1030, KKSA, Folsom, California. This station has been on again, off again. At the moment, they're off again and silent. 1040, KRAD, Perry, Oklahoma. Their move down the dial to 1020 kilohertz most likely will have taken place by the time this reaches you. 1220, CJRL, Kenora, Ontario. Their move to 660 has been dismissed by the CRTC. And on 1600, we touched on the grant of this station in the last edition. It's on the air already. They really must have been ready to get this thing going, because KSSA Plano, Texas, synchronous transmitter in Dallas, is already operational. Their four towers are up in Pleasant Grove, Texas, and on-the-air tests are presently being conducted. And according to listener reports from members in that area, they have an excellent signal in the Dallas metro from this synchro operation. And finally, we wrap up a rather short edition. As we do go back into the weekly editions, the individual ones get shorter. Number 186 consists of these call letter changes. On 890, new station in Cashtown, Pennsylvania, becomes WFKJ. Also on 890, also a new station, Nicholson, Pennsylvania, WFQA. 950 WREZ, Montgomery, Alabama, becomes WSYA. 1250 KGBU, Florence, Oregon, becomes KCTS. 1290 KVIX, Lake Oswego, Oregon, becomes KLVS. 1340 KSZN, Pampa, Texas, becomes KPDN. That's an old call they used to have. 1360 KBUK, Baytown, Texas, becomes KWWJ. 1390 KMRY, Des Moines, Iowa, changes to KJJY. 1430 WWRB, Madison, Tennessee, becomes WRLT. And on 1550 WGAB, Bloomfield, Connecticut, changes to WLVX. Applications and grants, there were none in this edition. Couple otherness highlights on 540 KNMX, Las Vegas, New Mexico. This station is silent. 590 WROW, a long-standing station in Albany, New York, has gone silent. 660 WMIC, Sandusky, Michigan, this new station is on the air. And we have one correction. Several editions ago, we listed a grant to a new station in Reston, Virginia on 750 kilohertz. This was a typo that originated all the way back at the FCC, and consequently all the services that we get with this type of information here at AM Switch all listed this on 750. Alert member Alan Merriman in Fairfax, Virginia, caught this and said, wasn't this on 700? We went back and looked at the master copies, and sure enough, it should be on 700. So if you have listed the new station in Reston, Virginia on 750, change that to 700, and your log will once again be up to date. And that is it for now. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month for another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News and the DX Audio Service. Fred, take it away.
Well, I'd love to, Jerry. Thank you. And if you have a comment or perhaps a correction or something to add to the AM Switch column, be sure to write to Jerry Starr at the following address. Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Perhaps many of you haven't even given this any thought yet, but next edition is our Christmas edition of the DX Audio Service, so we'd like to remind you that if you'd like to wish someone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, or whatever, be sure to leave your message on the DX Audio Service action line, area code 419-224-3916. Well, at least it saves all the postage of sending out Christmas cards. So be sure to wish everyone a Merry Christmas next edition on the DX Audio Service. And now here he is, the man of the 45 minutes. You notice, John, I can't say the hour because we're only 45 minutes aside. Here's John Bowker with a look at this month's travelogue. John?
Well, okay, young feller. Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad to be here with you once again, everybody. We've got a packed tape for you on the travelogue this month. It's the 1490 tape, and it's the longest tape that we have. But just before we get to, I tell you, Fred, if you put together a tape as well as the October tape for this month, I tell you, we got another winner here. So I don't want to get in the way. There were so many good things last month, and of course I've heard a little of it. But I didn't get to talk with Jerry again. You never let Jerry and me in the same studio. Jerry the Red Hot Camel, you know, that one. And if anybody didn't listen to the October DX Audio Service, you won't know what I'm talking about. But I was glad to hear from Bill Roberts and Ernie Holt, and oh dear, I'm gonna skip somebody. We had quite a to-do here during the month of October with the WFAN and WNBC changeover, and maybe if there's time sometime, you'll get to hear what that was all about. But glad to hear that. Oh, and I this very evening, it's now about 10 o'clock in the evening as I'm making this tape with you, Fred, and I appreciate it. But we finished the Ron Clark series of tapes that he sent to me in New Jersey about 3 years ago. Ron used to take trips, and as he went, he had a tape recorder going in the car virtually the whole time, as best I could tell. Not really. And those tapes had been of AM and FM stations and were transcribed three or four times. So you can imagine kind of the quality. As Ron pointed out to me, he was wondering if I'd be able to save anything. And Ron, let me assure you, I was able. As a matter of fact, the very last ID tonight on the 1490 tape is from the Middle Atlantic states, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, right in there somewhere, as you'll hear. And that came off your third and final tape that I was transcribing, as did some of the earlier ones on the tape. So thanks very much. And fellas and gals, I'm slowly getting to transcribe all of the tapes. But it's still an uphill battle because I keep getting two for every one I transcribe. But ain't life fun, I tell you. Let's see. I don't think I have anything else to say, so except that, to introduce the 1490 tape on the DX Audio Service for November 1988. And once again, we start in Michigan. I won't pretend to say where in Michigan. Here we go.
It's 8 o'clock at WABJ in Avery, and ABC News comes up next. After that, we'll take a look at exclusive color radar and have more of your favorites.
from ABC News, I'm Gil Gross.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Kate Dorton.
This is KICO Calexico.
Right now it's 5 o'clock, and I'm Jay Augustine on KMET, Banning Hemet.
Hi, this is Dick Clark on the Tri-County's only all-live AM and FM WCDO, Sydney, Bainbridge, Unadilla. Hi, this is Dick Clark on the United Stations Radio Network. Welcome to the final hour of our weekly countdown.
Following that, 8:06, Breakfast with the Best. This morning, music of Dvorak, Beethoven, Mozart, and whoever else we can manage to fit into the program this morning. It's going to be a good program. I hope you will stay tuned and join me for that coming up at 8:06. This is WFAD 1490 Middlebury. The time at the tone will be 8 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. There are more showers in the forecast for the Chicago area today, but the immediate problem is the runoff from rivers and streams swollen by Friday's record rainfall of more than 9 inches.
The one you love. Great stuff from Glenn Fry at 1490 AM, WMGW Meadville, a sound tradition for 40 years. It is 9 o'clock and time for ABC News. From ABC News, I'm Ralph Howard.
Keeping you informed,
this is the NBC Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Gary Nye.
And don't forget, we have Pittsburgh Pirate baseball action for you this evening, starting at 8:20 with the pregame show. Why don't you tune in to Radio 15 and catch all the action. Your 24-hour station for news, music, information, and conversation, WJNL Johnstown, where your friends are. Stay tuned for CBS News. It's 3 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
7 o'clock, and you're listening to Pure Gold, WOHI, East Liverpool.
Tune in weekdays at 11:30 for Serendipity Corner on WNBT, Wellsboro Mansfield, AM 1490.
This is news on the Satellite News Network.
1490 WMBM, Miami Beach.
Mixed race ambassador appointed by South Africa. I'm Lon Braithwaite with NBN Worldwide News from New York.
As soon as they've done that, we'll be back with more of the good sounds of jazz. We'll run the good sounds right up until midnight tonight, from 11:05 to midnight, here on AM 1490 KBOL in Boulder. It's now 11 o'clock.
I'll go 1490 AM WTRL, Braden in Sarasota, St. Petersburg, and all of Tampa Bay. It's 1 p.m.
Set to 1490 WSIR, Winter Haven, Florida.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Right now, it's about 12 noon. You're listening to WDUR, Durham, Raleigh, and Chapel Hill. It's time for the news with Sonia Brown.
Thank you, Warren. And
AM 1490 WLOE Eden, your radio station.
You're listening to 105.5 KELR Sheridan, 97.7 KLAL Lamoni, and 1490 KXLQ Indianola, the Mid-America Radio Network.
Without your love, on 1490.
Just to interrupt for a second, that's KCUZ in Clifton, Arizona. As we come to some of these more difficult ones, I'll break in and let you know what it is.
You're listening to WGAL, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, time at the tone, 11 a.m.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Jim Iyer with a late report on an explosion in Texas.
Music from the Sting on 1490 KRKC, King City, Greenfield, Soledad.
CNN Radio News.
Israel will not go along with the plan.
Monday, September 9th through Monday, September 12th. See family entertainment at its finest. See Circus Vargas.
This is WPNA, Oak Park, Chicago. Chicagoland's international voice. 1490 on the AM dial.
It's 1 o'clock at Richmond's home of Colts football. 1490 Gold, the new WKBV Richmond.
Good morning. I'm Tom Axadon, WKBV News.
A little bit of funky sunny for you. Going to carry us up to CBS News time here on WARK Radio. CBS in Hagerstown. AM and FM on the side there.
The very best way to kick off the day is to listen to WDLC for Jervis.
Well, I don't know about that.
We will continue following the latest NBC News on WLDB Atlantic City.
NBC News on the Hour.
The one that you love, Air Supply, WKNY, Kingston, the news leader here and around the world with CBS at 4 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Jackie Drott.
The Saturday Night Rock Party with James Faraday.
WGCH, Greenwich Radio.
WGCH. Good evening, I'm James Faraday. It's 9 o'clock.
I got my first real.
Now, let's see. Jerry Starr, I know you're out there listening in your car. If you listen to the proper pronunciation, the elucidation of the phonics of this beautiful New England announcer. Okay? Yeah, goodbye.
And Mark Brohard will lead off as we take a 10-second break on Campbell Sports Network.
Got Red that? Sox baseball, night
you
and
got that,
day.
Campbell, okay?
All year long on 1490 WHAV, Haverhill.
WOPA, Oak Park.
This is CBS Radio, WDAN, Danville, Illinois.
This is Soul Number 1, WJMO, Cleveland Heights, Ohio. It's 10 o'clock.
From the bright side of Music 1490. Radio WKY Glasgow. We check news.
This is Woman Wonderful WFKY after 25 years in Frankfurt.
WSFB in Durham.
On Radio Salisbury, WSTP.
You're listening to WBEC Hampton 24-hour good music service to the Hampton Road cities.
WKBG.
You got a friend at 1490.
Just a click away with radio as your gift. There's no quicker way, don't click away. Radio does the best.
Here at WIKE 1490 Radio in Newport, Vermont.
I got to interrupt again because when Eisenhower was president, he commissioned these locks up near Malone, New York, and all the way up toward Lake Memphremagog, along the St. Lawrence Seaway, coming, you know, southwest from Montreal. And he also cut the ribbon the day that they opened those locks for this new 1490 radio station in Newport, Vermont, WIKE. So they had to have his permission, and they got it. They got the family permission, which reminds me, apropos of nothing, but some of you may have heard of Howard Stern, who has a filthy mouth. That's all I can say about him. Do you know that the station in New York on which he transmits repeats the program in Philadelphia on another station they own down there? They do it by satellite. And they have just linked a new station that they own in Washington, D.C. And so this filthy mouth guy comes on the inaugural day of the new station in Washington, D.C., FM, by the way. And the call sign is WJFK. Boy, you talk about rolling over and all that. Let's get back to the DX audio service.
On WAZL 1490 and WBCD 97.9 Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Howie Cutler.
Beautiful LA, Syracuse.
9:59 at the Big 15 of a million-dollar weekend. Here's the Jackson Park.
This is Tiffany Hall, and you've just heard WESL News.
Now, you have been informed from WESL East St. Louis.
It's 11 o'clock on WEMJ, 1490 in Lacolly, New Hampshire. Let's be more precise. It's about 40 seconds after the hour of 11 as well.
Oh, I love it when announcers do that. Say, I just wanted to break in once more. That little jingle, that Christmas jingle you heard on WEMJ for the commercial, that was recorded in May 1981. Boy, you talk about rushing the season. Let's go back to the DX audio service.
WMRC, Community Radio for Milford.
Continuing news on the hour or when it happens from the heart of Ohio's news center, WMRN Marion.
You're listening to WTCS Radio, Fairmont, West Virginia. It's 12 noon.
NBC Radio News. The Middle East summit is winding down. This is Jeff Thompson reporting, and we have details from NBC's Bill Lynch in Fairmont, Maryland.
Could you catch that one? That was WMOA, Marietta, Ohio. The ID is all there and it's legal. It's just poorly done. Not my fault. It was their fault. Honest. Didn't happen on my shift. Let's go
this
back.
This is WTDL Lancaster.
1490 music.
Currently under cloudy skies at 79 degrees. This is 15 WNDU South Bend.
Now 12:07 from WYKR, Wells River, Vermont. Right now it's time for news time. Good afternoon. I'm Gary Scruton reporting the latest news for Yankee Kingdom Radio.
Now, don't give me a bad time. That station has since changed frequencies. This is back when there were four stations in Vermont, all at 1490. Wells River, WYKR. Okay, back we go.
WNUS, West Springfield, News Radio 15.
WZOE, Princeton.
And this is WBTA Radio, 1490 on the dial in Batavia, the Genesee Country News and Information Station. Radio 15 now presents the 12 noon hour-long report.
1490 Radio, WMPX, Midland. Tiger Baseball is sponsored by Michigan Mutual.
WYTL Oshkosh, it's 9 o'clock. The weather looks like this.
WUSS, Atlantic City.
WCSS, Amsterdam.
This report of the noonday news on WCSS.
1490 WQXQ West Springfield, Massachusetts.
Bill O'Hara reporting for WKBV, Richmond, Indiana.
15-2, where listening is fun and winning is easy. We're WXVQ to land. From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
Yes, WFLB in Fayetteville. That was one of yours, Ron Clark. But I always hesitate giving specific credit for each of the IDs because I know I'm going to get a few of them wrong sometime, and I don't like to leave anybody out because so many people have contributed. And next month, being December, we will be listing all the people whose names I have as contributing to the DX audio service one time or another. And that's always a very dangerous time, too, because I'm apt to skip somebody. Let's see. Fred, at the beginning of this year, I said that one of my goals was to get through 1,600 by December. And that means if we're going to do that, that for next month, we will have a 3-hour and 14-minute travelogue on the 90-minute DX audio service. And, fella, I leave to you how we do that. Okay, so long, everybody. See you next month.
And now we take a look at our musing section of the DX audio service and some of the letters and calls from you, the listeners of the DX audio service.
This is Linda Saunders near St. Petersburg, Florida.
And I would definitely like to check into having that AM logbook put on cassette, and I hope it has a date on it, good as of whatever, and I know things change constantly, and I hope you don't tape up those mailers too, hope you don't tape them up too much there so we can't get them apart either, because I've had some real goodies from other places. So these are real easy so far to open up, and I haven't had any problems like some other people might have. So keep up the good work, and see you later. 73 from KI4RV, Kilo India 4, Romeo Victor. By the way, when's that new list of hams coming out? See you later.
Greetings once again, Fred. This is Tom Likens calling, and after almost a two-year absence, the frequency of 1470 kilohertz is finally active again in Huntington, West Virginia. WHRD is finally on the air testing. They are a commercial arm, or supposed to be, of Marshall University, and they are simulcast with the FM station WMUL, the Mighty Mule, as they're known here. 1470 has been a frequency in this area that has been plagued with problems for the Huntington market. The first station on there was WPLH, and a lot of people affectionately refer to that as Why People Leave Huntington. Then for many years it was WWHY that went silent in 86. So now WHRD has returned to the air. Thank you. See you later.
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson of Redwood City, California, and I just want to echo the sentiments of most of your subscribers that I love the DX audio service. It has been extra special to me since we can't read this material. Also, I have some news for Jerry Starr that I believe that KKSA in Folsom, California is silent. I have tried to call the station. There has been no answer. I've called them both day and night, and there is nothing there at this time. Also, I would be more than happy to be able to get the AM and FM radio guides on tape. I would love to have it. It's been something that I have wanted for years and had found no way of getting it. So, yes, please, I would pay any cost for it. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd pay double for the DX audio service. It is more than worth it, and you guys are all great. I love you all. Thanks a lot.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with some follow-up thoughts that I've had. I said in a previous message that I thought it would be good in the DX audio service to have more articles on equipment. Well, I was thinking, for example, John Bowker, who travels a lot and obviously has quite a few tape recorders that he takes on trips. I'd like to know from John some of the machines that he has, including make and model number, as I have found it extremely difficult to find good quality, small, travel radio recorders, and if he's found some, maybe the members would like to hear about them. That in itself could be an article. Obviously, he had two recorders in a briefcase when he was in Dallas, so they must have been pretty small, so maybe we'd like to hear about that.
Well, hello, DX Audio Service members. Marty Rimpa here from Oakland, California, with four AM format changes. First, we start off in Los Angeles. 1150 KIIS Los Angeles is now Urban Dance Mix. They were simulcasting their FM at 102.7. They are now Automated Urban Dance Mix. Next, we go to Fresno. 790. The station used to be KXTC, licensed to Clovis. They have now linked up with what was KFRE FM in Fresno. They are now KOQO. AM and FM, 790 and 101.9, they are Spanish, and last I checked, Sunday night, Monday morning, October 2nd and 3rd, they were playing the same song over again, a song called Viva Mexico. I don't know why that was. Next, we have KYNO Fresno. They were oldies in a rather good format, playing many obscure oldies, but now they are the new 96 FM, simulcasting their AM and FM. And last, we have The 1340 in Fresno, which was KMAK in Fresno, News Talk, it is now KKAM, and they are running the Motown and More package. KWIZ-AM has now joined the ranks of KLOK in San Jose, and it is now Spanish also. I don't know too much about their jingles or anything like that. All I know is that apparently within the last couple of days, they have gone. So Quiz AM 1480 in Santa Ana is now Spanish. And I also have a question. Is it legal for an AM and FM that are simulcasting not to give the legal ID for the AM? Examples of that are KYNO in Fresno. They call themselves the New 96 FM, but they only ID the FM and not the AM.
Hi, Fred. This is Ron Clark from Walkertown, North Carolina, calling. Okay, one radio change. 1080 WCII in Louisville has now changed to WJDX when simulcast with an FM station at 99.7. They play top 40. Great loss to the Satellite Music Network. I like that network. It's one of my favorite networks, the Oldies Network. And they did carry that, and I could pick them up from time to time.
Yeah, hi, this is Don Breda in Holbrook, Massachusetts calling. I'm calling to report hearing Kingston, Jamaica on 700 kilocycles with a very good signal but highly overmodulated. On October 11th, I heard them first around 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, then they disappeared and came back at about 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time with a very good signal but highly overmodulated.
Hi, Fred. This is Mike Smith in Des Moines, Iowa. 1390 KMRY in Des Moines is no longer on the air, but 1390 is not a silent frequency. KJGY 92.5 FM Des Moines is currently simulcasting their country music format on 1390. KMRY, as the callers would indicate, used to be a music of your life station featuring hits from the 30s, 40s, and early 50s. I believe that KMRY went off the air because of competition from much more powerful KRNT on 1350 in Des Moines. KRNT's better signal coverage reached much of central Iowa, whereas KMRY on 1390 barely covered the city of Des Moines.
Radio station KVIX in Portland, Oregon, which was running an old-time radio format, has now switched and become KLVS and is running a full-time Elvis format. But it sounds like due to some financial stuff, it may not last very long. A friend of mine suggested that they call it KORH for overrated has been. This is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington. We'll see you later.
Hello, this is Doug Emerson from Broadview Heights, Ohio. There was a question on this month's issue of the DX Audio Service, that is October. Is there any station you can think of that has more than five sets of call letter changes? Well, we have one here in Cleveland. That concerns the station at 1260. They first came on the air as WDOK. In 1966, they changed call letters to WIXY, the very famous Wixie 1260. 10 years later, in 1976, the station acquired the call letters WMGC. That lasted for only 2 years. In 1978, the station became WBBG. Those call letters now belong to one of Jerry Starr's competitors in Youngstown. The call letters WBBG lasted for about 9 years. In 1987, in November of that year, the station became WMJI-AM, simulcasting with their FM. Less than a year later, the station acquired its sixth call letter change because of a sale. They changed call letters to WRDZ. The call letter change took place in August, but it wasn't until September when Gore Overguard Broadcasting actually took over the station, and on September the 12th, 1988, they acquired their current contemporary Christian format. And I gotta believe that we'll live to see the day when the station sees its seventh call letter change. Can anybody out there top six? And oh yes, Fred or Phil, Do either of you have any of the old Wixie 1260 jingles? Thanks a lot. 73s, God bless, and the best of DX, Fred.
It's Cleveland's weekend sound. Wixie plays more music. Another music hour in Cleveland. Wixie Radio.
Want to bet I don't have any Wixie jingles there, Doug? How about that? Now some comments to answer your comments. As far as the action line goes, if you did not hear yourself on this edition of the audio service, don't feel that you're being ignored. We have a special cassette which contains all the comments made to us on the action line, which is sent to all the editors and the publisher of the DX audio service. However, due to time restraints, we can't feature them all here, so you are being duly noted. Now, I have a quick question to the membership, and you can answer this on the action line. Does anyone listen to the DX audio service on a monophonic machine only? Please let us know, especially if we get more suggestions for NLS format. And that wraps up side one of this cassette of the DX audio service. See you on side two with more.